Welcome to the Mindset Map podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Bloomfield, mindset coach and mentor for busy women like you. This podcast will help you navigate your path to confidence, joy, and success, like a sat nav for your brain. So grab yourself a coffee, stick in your headphones, and let's get on with the episode. Good morning. Welcome back to the Mindset Map podcast and a very happy new year to you all. I hope you've had a nice break over the Christmas New Year period and been able to have some time with family or time for yourself or just time to recharge those batteries. We are here in January and it feels like everywhere you turn, there is this whole new year, new me, new year, new you, new year, new goals, New Year's resolutions, all these kind of new, everywhere you turn. And whilst I understand the reason behind this, because often it is a really great time for reflecting and it's a great time for looking at new ways of doing things, looking at things that you no longer have time for, you want to make time for different things and the things that you want to change. Because when we've had a period of time that's out of our normal routine, it can be a great time for that sort of reflection. So I do understand that sort of mentality, but I like to take a slightly different view on it in that it's not about a whole new us, a whole new me, a whole new you. It is more about that reflection of what worked, what went well, what didn't go so well, and what's next. And that it can be a great time for that. But what I wanted to talk to you about this morning was the mindset of a business owner. And what I mean by this is I help people with their businesses, but I am not a business coach. I am a mindset coach. And the reason that I can help people with their businesses is because so often the thing that people are missing is the mindset work. So often we think it's to do with our sales and our marketing and our strategies. And yes, a lot of that often needs work. But so often the bigger issue is the mindset. So what I wanted to talk about was what is that mindset? What do we need to embody in order to become the best business owners that we can be? And I just think that it's so often overlooked. You know, we start our business and we set a plan. What's our business plan? What are our goals? We create some great goals, then we set a strategy and we look at how we're going to achieve those goals and we set all this path out in front of us. We do our research, we look at our competitors, we look at our ideal clients, and all these things are super, super valid and really, really needed in order to get started and get going in our businesses. But we so often overlook that part of mindset. And so do you think about that? Do you think about what is the mindset that you need? Who do you need to become in order to make a success of your business? Because that is so often the little key missing part and what I just love helping and supporting women with. So what I wanted to just talk with you about very briefly on this quick episode this morning was three main areas of mindset that I just want you to maybe consider, just areas to look at and think, is this something that you've looked into? And if not, what could you maybe do in order to look into this area to help you in your journey to being a successful business owner? So the three areas that I want to focus on, firstly, is the limiting beliefs and the stories that we tell ourselves. Now, I focused on this in a previous episode. I will link to it in the show notes, so there's more detail there. But really, this is about what do we hear ourselves saying day in, day out? What do we hear ourselves saying time and time again? Because these are the stories that we're telling ourselves that are blocking us. For example, we may be saying, oh, I'm so rubbish at sales. Oh, I'm so bad at speaking in public. Oh, I'm terrible at marketing my business. All these things that we tell ourselves is the story that we are creating and this identity that we're giving ourselves. And it's stopping us from expanding into a new version of ourselves, a new version that can be good at these things. Okay, we may not be great at these right now, but do we believe that we can be good in those areas? Because if we don't, we're setting ourselves up for failure because we're just going to keep that self-fulfilling prophecy of not being good at whatever it is we think we're not good at. So that is the first area, the limiting beliefs and the stories that we tell ourselves. How much are you looking at that? And how much are you listening to the things that you say when you're talking about your business, the things you say to other people, the things that you say in your head to yourself? What are those things that you're saying that could be blocking your progress and limiting you? And the second area I want you to consider is your self-confidence and your self-belief. This is a huge, huge area because so often we know our businesses inside out. We know the subject matter. We know what our clients want. We know the product that we're selling, the service that we're selling, and we're super confident in that. But we're missing that confidence in ourselves. We're missing that true core belief that we think we can make a success of this. And that is the thing that we really, really need to work on if we want to make a success of our business, because we can do all the other strategies, all the sales, all the marketing, all the speaking about our business in public, going to networking events, doing Instagram lives, all these things. But if deep down in our core, we don't really believe in that level of success is possible for us, and we don't really have confidence in our own abilities, then that's going to just keep tripping us up. So I really want you to think about whether that is an area that in 2024 you want to focus more on. What is your confidence level, your self-belief? Is it really there? And if not, that is a real something you want to focus on in 2024 if you want successful business. And then the third and final area is a resilient mindset. This is so key for everybody in life, but for certainly anyone who is starting out running your own business, because you are going to face challenges. You are going to face setbacks. You are going to face, we could call them failures. I like to call them learnings. You are going to face all sorts of things along your journey that could derail you. You're going to face negativity from other people. You're going to face people questioning what you're doing, people not believing in what you're doing, people not understanding that what you can offer can help. And you are going to have to keep getting back up and getting back up and getting back up and heading back down on that path. And that resilience is something that takes time. And it is totally achievable. We are all capable of building that resilient mindset. We just need to be aware of it and we need to work on it. It's not a case, I don't believe that you are the somebody who is born resilient and you're someone who's not. I don't believe that in any way. I believe that resilience is a muscle and a skill that we build over time. So the more we get knocked down, the more disappointments and adversity that we face, actually, the stronger our resilience over time becomes. So actually, let's welcome those things that don't go right. Let's welcome in those feelings of doubt, those people that criticize us and people that tell us that we can't make it. Welcome in all that, because the more we can take that on and get back up anyway, the more we're going to be building that resilient mindset. And that is something that we are going to so need on our journey as a business owner. So I would want you to think about, how are you at this point in time? How do you feel in terms of your resilience? Do you feel strong? Do you feel like you could just keep going every time you get knocked down? If you don't, then it's something that, again, you want to work on. So those are my three areas that I wanted to share with you today. The mindset of a business owner, I believe we need to focus on looking at the stories that we tell ourselves and limiting beliefs and things that are blocking us. Number two, we need to look at our self-belief and our confidence in our own abilities. And number three, we need to work and build that resilient mindset. So those are the three things. If you do nothing else in 2024, work on those three things, and I promise you, it will help you gain better success in your business and in your life and in every area. So I hope that helps. I'm wishing you a very happy new year. As always, if you want any support in this area, this is the sort of thing that I work with women on, helping to build that resilience, helping to build up that confidence, helping to bust out of these negative limiting beliefs that don't serve us. Message me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. I'm at Rachel Bloomfield Coaching on all the socials. So please feel free to drop me a DM if you want to chat any further about how I can support you in this mindset journey. I offer one-to-one coaching, and also I have a membership, which is a great thing for any female business owners who just want that regular accountability, regular support. We have group coaching sessions, we have guest expert trainings, and we have accountability sessions. So it's a really, really good fit for those who just want that regular support in just keeping your mindset where you want it to be. And at the moment, I have a very special January offer where you can try a whole month in my membership, the Level Up Club, for just £5. It is normally £25 a month. So this is an absolute steal. So you want to go get your hands on that. I'll link all the details in the show notes, but just head to rachelbloomfield.com/level up. And then when you get to the checkout, enter the discount code Prosecco, because a whole month for £5, it's less than a glass of Prosecco. Come and join me in the membership. Let me support you on your mindset journey. Have a great day. I'll speak to you next week. If you enjoyed this episode of the Mindset Map podcast, I would so appreciate it if you could just take a few moments to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, because it really helps other people to find the podcast too. And make sure you are following so you don't miss any future episodes.